$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is a special mini episode.
It's probably going to run long.
It might go long. This is our beer and movies special.
99th episode.
99 bottles of beer on the screen. 99 bottles of beer. We take one down, drink it on down.
No, it's still on the screen.
It's still on the screen.
So no one can drink it.
Yeah, it's our 99 bottles of beer episode, because it's kind of our preparation before our 100th episode. So this is our pre-100th episode, and we thought we'd do something
After 99 is 100?
Yes. We know basic math.
No
We've learned that
ever told me that.
From math-based movies like Pi.
Yes.
And IQ.
And The Running Man?
No. I don't think there's any. Get to the formulas now.
Yeah. And Apollo 13.
Yeah. So we thought it'd be fun to just kind of, you know, as we usually do, we talk about the movies, and we're usually drinking a beer, so we thought we'd combine them and do some fun movie-related things for this episode.
That's not true. We
but by the way,
drink.
I didn't say hello to you guys. I'm here with my co-host, Rick Maxian.
Yes, I added things prior to this.
And Brian Higgins.
Hello.
Welcome, gentlemen. Guten Tag to you. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about beer within movies. So to start off, guys, I was thinking, I had asked you, and I don't know if everyone actually did this, but that's fine. I gave you some beer homework a little bit. I had you guys think of a six-pack of beer-related movies. Now, I wanted you to come up with your five, perhaps, favorite beer-based movies or beer-reference movies, and then one that was awful.
Should we go back and forth?
We can go back and forth. All right. So why don't you start with, we'll leave the awful one for last. So start with your fifth best.
All right. My fifth best beer movie is Strange Brew.
Ah, I have that on my list as well.
Classic choice.
Oh, it's a good one.
I have that as my fifth as well.
I kind of want to see Rick Moranis come back for this. I know he's retired.
And for those that have not seen Strange Brew, it was the movie version of the SCTV characters Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yep.
They would always be drinking Molson, usually, or a Canadian beer.
Yep.
And this was a movie that I had always heard about. I remember talking about this movie in high school, and I finally saw it, and I was like, this movie is strange. It is a very odd movie.
It is a very weird movie.
It is a very weird movie.
What's the guy? The brewmeister is Max von Sydow.
Max von Sydow. Yes. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
So Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas were the...
Yes. And not the Wendy's Dave Thomas.
Not the Wendy's Dave Thomas. They were reprising their roles. So
they wanted to get free beer. It was the quest for free beer.
So, Rick, I also had this at number five just because...
You did.
And the reason why I put it is because I do think it was a good beer-based movie, although it was very strange. So I do have it on the list, but on the outskirts outliers.
Okay.
Brian, you got something? Or
for your fifth movie?
For my fifth movie... I'm going to do a classic of the American cinema.
Yes.
American Pie.
Oh, yes, American Pie. That's a good one.
Beer in that movie.
Well, I was thinking about that one, especially
that
for the scene. Stifler drinks the pale ale, which is the...
Yes, not the pale ale.
The man spurtings inside of it.
We're going with man spurtings, aren't
we? Man spurtings. Yes, exactly. All right. Rick, what do you got at number four?
Beer Fest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have that on my list, too.
Not
number four. No.
Oh.
No. I'll tell you where it is. But and why'd you put that at number four?
So, here's the thing. My next, four movies are, all interchangeable.
Okay.
Beer Fest was great. Loved it. I enjoyed Super Troopers more.
But not as beer-based.
Well, there's a lot of beer drinking in Super Troopers, too.
Yeah.
So that may appear on my list.
Okay.
Later.
We'll see how that comes up. And I had put at my number four, Old School. It's really, there's various drinking frat parties involved, but just for the fact that it totally changes around the character of Frank the Tank. Once he has that beer, Will Ferrell's character becomes this mild-mannered, newly married man to this crazy guy. It's like it's like he becomes the Hulk.
That
in beer terms,
is
so
also on my list.
Okay, so you have that coming up too. So, and Brian, what do you have
for my number four? I have Let's go with Animal House.
Oh,
it's on my list.
That
too.
Might be on my list,
but
too.
But that could be my number one.
Yes. Okay.
All right, Rick, what do you have at number three?
Take a wild guess. It was coming up quickly.
Super Troopers.
Yes.
And you already talked about that. Yeah. So why would you say, I wouldn't say there's a lot of beer drinking in that movie.
Well, they get pretty hammered a couple of times.
Yeah.
I mean, when they actually get shut down, they all go out drinking and shenanigans happen.
Ensue.
That's true. It was just a good movie.
Gotcha.
That I like it. And they chug syrup.
They do chug syrup.
So it's like beer.
That's not beer, though.
Sugary. Needs to be fermented.
I have at number three the Simon Pegg, The World's End.
Oh, yes. That was my number three as well.
Because that's about them drinking the Golden Mile. Oh,
I totally forgot about that.
Gentlemen,
movie.
I want you to take a gander here as I unzip my
Mark
hoodie.
Mark is taking his clothes
taking
off.
Taking my clothes off. I'm actually wearing my World's End t-shirt that has all the bars of the Golden Mile. You got the, I can't read this upside down, the first post. What does that say? The Old Familiar. I can't read upside down.
All the way to the world's end.
All the way to the world's end. So I put it at number three because once the alien stuff started getting involved, it wasn't my favorite part of that movie, but I did like the idea of them trying to complete this childhood bar hopping, drinking around the world type of thing. That was my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, I added it at number three, and I also was folding Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead as part of it.
Okay.
Because the whole Cornetto
trilogy. The whole trilogy together. Yeah. Although this was the one, obviously, more drinking based.
Yes.
All right.
The others would have pints in the pub, but.
Yes.
This is the one
but not
that's
as many.
The focus.
I just love the little English pubs in the small area and the idea of going. I mean, I would do that. If we had one of those, I would try to do the Golden Mile.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you got number two, Rick?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah. I mean, he's driving a truck full of beer.
He is. So that is true.
That was mine. Well, the movie is always a good movie. I like the movie. But
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
When you said beer, it like immediately I was like, Burt Reynolds, truck beer. Yay. Yeah.
Burt Reynolds. And that was verbatim. We can actually play that.
And
Burt Reynolds struck beer.
Sally Field. She was
Sally Field.
Yeah.
And
Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
I had a number two, the aforementioned Animal House.
Oh, that's my number one.
That's good. That's your number one? Well, because obviously, now this is the movie that introduced us all. This is what we thought was going to be at college, going to a frat party, a toga party,
that
the
was
drinking.
What college was.
But for the fact that it's only at my number two because there is a whole lot of drinking, but it's not all specifically beer. So I didn't put it at number one, but there is, there's obviously other shenanigans going on. So, but obviously that's got to be up in my higher echelon of one and two.
For my number two, it's mostly for one specific scene.
Yes.
But I did The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's a good one.
For that scene where Andy gets the cold beers for
on the hot roof.
On the hot roof.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. That is a very
it's not a
you
movie
can,
I
you
immediately
you
think
can
of.
Feel yourself in that scenario under the hot sun, like how good that beer would taste. Like
makes you feel like a man.
Like a man.
It makes you feel like a man.
And Rick, your number one, you already said Animal House.
Animal House.
Because the listeners all know your love of John Belushi.
Oh,
he's your favorite.
Oh, yeah,
but
absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Besides him, are there other reasons why you put that number one, or is it mainly because of Belushi?
Oh, it was such a at the time, it was like such a different movie.
Yeah.
I mean, the comedy in the movie, it was new. It was funny. It was original. And they pushed the limit. Was it 78, 77?
Yeah, late 70s. Yeah.
I mean, they pushed the limit for this movie, and it was hilarious. I mean, and then you had, of course, Belushi doing some improv type things.
Yeah.
Puts all the stuff in his mouth and pops it, and it's like, I'm a zit.
Yeah,
and it's
well,
like,
exactly. Well, that's the reasons why you love the movie, but I'm saying more specifically
for
the beer-related reasons. You know?
Oh, God. There's just a lot of drinking.
There is a lot of drinking. Yeah.
I mean, when he finishes the bottle, not beer, but when he finishes
he
the bottle,
he drinks the
Jack Daniels.
Right.
I mean, I'm more like a drinking movie.
And that's why I put that at my number two, because there was other stuff involved.
A lot of other stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why my number one, you had mentioned it, but I put Beer Fest number one. Because the whole movie is a beer concept. It's one of the funniest ones designed around beers and beer games, just the whole competition and them inventing the schnitz and giggle. It's just one of the greatest beer-related movies that I have ever seen. And that's the reason why I was a bit bummed, a little bit, like I said, the alien part of The World's End, because I thought it was going to be like the British equivalent of Beer Fest. I was like, oh, these five friends, and they're all drinking, and then they have the sci-fi element, which wasn't awful. I still enjoyed it, but I thought it was going to be like a drinking quest, which is the whole point of Beer Fest.
That would be amazing.
And why I love that movie.
That would be amazing.
And especially when Barry Bathenef gets all drunk and goes, one, the little flapping pickle.
Flapping pickle.
You, sir.
Well, for my number one.
Yes.
I'm cheating and I'm doing a tie.
Oh.
Oh, boo.
Well, I have some honorable mentions. You want to throw one?
No, I'm okay. Just doing it as a tie.
Okay, you can
because
cheat.
Because it's showing the dangers of drinking.
Oh.
And those
so
two
it's an
movies,
anti-drinking movie.
Those two movies are E.T.
Okay,
and
yes.
Pinocchio.
Oh, yes. Okay. So you're seeing what happens when the innocent characters consume alcohol.
Yeah. Because
I
also,
always forgot about the E.T. scene.
Like growing up, those are the ones that stuck with me the most when it came to scenes in movies that had beer.
That's true. Rick, did you have any other ones you wanted to throw as an honorable mention before we get to the bad ones?
Because
I had a couple.
There's a couple of them.
See, these almost made my list. So in the same vein as like the old school or like the Animal House, just like the classic party scenes that I remembered growing up, Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Because they were driving around. They went to like the secret kegger by the moon tower because they couldn't do it at the guy's place. So it was all about the drinking. You know, the Wiley Wiggins there had to go in and buy the six-pack of beer and everything like that. And then, and that also reminds me of Teen Wolf, which we covered.
Yeah.
Because he said, I would like a keg of beer. You know, that was another famous scene.
Yeah.
But one that sprung to my mind, which I thought it was kind of funny that I thought about this, but I was like, this has to be included.
Okay.
The scene in the movie Willow, when the two brownies go into the pub, one of them played by a tiny shrunk down Kevin Pollak, and they're in the pub, and they go in the giant beer mug, and Kevin Pollak drinks it, and he comes out, and he goes, beer! And he's all excited, and then he just, like, dives back in and starts, like, drinking it. Do you remember that scene?
That's like landfill.
Yeah, exactly. Except he's So there you go. How about you, Brian? Any?
No, I've covered it all.
All right. Now for the last of the pack, any awful beer movies?
100% Beer League.
Oh, is that the one Artie Lang where he plays baseball
with the Karate Kid?
Ralph Macchio, yes. Right?
It is.
I never actually saw this movie. I saw maybe the beginning of it.
I saw parts of it, and I couldn't watch the entire thing because it was just so not awesome.
Who else? Isn't there like a third guy in that? Artie Lang, Ralph Macchio,
Anthony DeSando.
I don't know who that is.
Joe Latruglio.
Oh, you know okay. Him? Yeah, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the state.
Jerry Minor,
who is a great improviser.
Laurie Metcalf.
Oh, okay.
Seymour Cassell.
Oh, he's awesome.
Frank Pellegrino.
Jim Brewer.
Okay. Yes.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey is in that?
Yeah.
A lot of comedians.
As front desk girl.
Yeah, that was like, what year was that movie?
2006.
Yep.
Okay, wow. Like 10, 11 years old. There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, here's my pick. This is the first movie that came out. I was super excited. I saw this trailer for this movie, and they said, hey, it's a comedy, but it's also about drinking in a brewery. And I said, this seems like the best awesome movie I wanted to see. And it's got Jake Johnson. It's got Anna Kendrick. It's got Olivia Wilde.
Drinking Buddies.
It's called Drinking Buddies, and it was horrible.
I never saw
it. It's not even
seen that
a comedy. They falsify the ads for it.
I've seen it. Well, I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen all, like, parts of it, and I'm like, what is wrong
and
with
it? And it looks
this
like
movie?
It's filmed on someone's iPhone, too.
It probably was.
Yeah, it's a real kind of a mumblecore type of thing. I didn't mind that as much, but the whole thing is like, I watched it with my wife, and she was like, I thought you said this was a comedy. And I said, I thought it was, and it was just not funny whatsoever. And so that was my pick.
But at least it has Anna Kendrick.
It does have Anna Kendrick. And Ron Livingston.
Does she
sing? That's good. No. She just kind of plays like a nagging girlfriend.
Aw.
That's why he's drinking.
And the whole, it kind of comes out to be like a bit of a romantic comedy, but it doesn't quite even get there. And the two characters that are like best friends, you're like, oh, they're gonna get together at some point. Like most they don't even get together. This doesn't even become it does not even, I wouldn't even describe it as a romantic comedy.
Would you describe it as a movie?
It was a movie. I do think it does the parameters of a 90-minute video. How about you, Brian? Were you able to find one?
It's a movie I haven't seen, but I'm going with Road Trip Beer Pong.
Oh, the sequel to Road Trip.
I didn't even know they made a sequel.
I caught some of this in IFC. It's got Danny Pudi doing a stereotype Indian accent.
Yeah, he plays Arash.
Is there anyone else who's in that movie?
DJ Qualls is back in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He reprises his part. There you go.
Even though he has a new girlfriend, Andy can't stop thinking about his old high school love, Jenna, who dumped him and went on
who's
to become...
Who's Andy?
Preston Jones.
Okay, I was going to say, no one
But
no
you
one
you
famous.
Just interrupted before the best part.
Oh, sorry, yes. Continue.
She dumped him and went on to become a high-profile beer pong model.
Oh, of course. When those high-profile beer
at
pong
At Beer Fest?
Models. Yeah.
There was models at Beer Fest.
When he learns Jenna's on tour with a beer pong tournament, he and his friend Arash, Danny Pudi, decide to go on a road trip and follow them. After a series of misunderstandings and several encounters with the law, Andy and Arash catch up with Jenna and the tournament.
I put this in like the same category as, did you ever see the previews? Like, and this was like 20 years after the fact where they're like, Bachelor Party 2!
Yeah, like, what? Van Wilder, freshman year.
Freshman year, yeah, exactly. Like, or the Dukes of Hazzard, The Beginning. You know, all these like straight to DVD type of things, which you would probably find in the $5 bin. So that works out.
Oh,
well.
That works for us.
Good transition.
Yes. Well, gentlemen.
It's your best one yet.
Thank you. That what happens when I save it to in the middle of the episode.
Exactly.
So thank you for coming up with your six-pack list of beer-related movies. We're now actually going to get to another homework which we brought up. I asked you to all go to your local beer store and select six beers that could be movie-related.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Pack. Well, Brian, you were coming back from Germany, so you're okay. You're going to guess.
I had a six pack, but it got confiscated in customs.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
We'll just say that.
I would believe that. Oh, those German customs guys. Hello, I'm Gunther. You cannot bring this beer across the border.
It would have been the Americans.
The Americans. Yeah. Oh. Well, it's more fun.
I had to fly through Philly.
Okay. They're like, only Yingling through here. I don't know who that
is. I don't think. That doesn't sound like.
Yeah.
It sounds like a sketchy Philadelphian? I don't know.
So anyways, Rick and I have both and you may sample any of these beers as we reveal them, but you guys are going to guess what the movie reference is as we pull them out. So, and if we have purchased the same beers, just bring that one out at the same time. I think we have a quite the variety, though.
I have the variety.
Yeah. So I'll go first. So this is the one that I'm currently drinking.
Okay.
This is the Rising Tide Ishmael.
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick.
Guys got it.
Yay.
You're good so far. Yes, this is an American copper ale.
Oh.
And I did buy it because there have been several Moby Dick movies, though. I think the most famous one is the one that Gregory Peck is Ahab. But I think they did a remake with, like, Patrick Stewart. That might have been a made-for-TV or something like that. But all right. So there we go. Richard, you're up.
The one I am drinking is Blackberry Days.
Dazed and Confused.
I was going to say Dazed and Confused. Okay.
Yes.
But is there some way we could tie out the Blackberry?
Well, because it's all colors. Colors.
Well,
and Dazed and Confused.
I'm sure there's a movie where someone used a Blackberry.
Yeah, I get they just used a Blackberry.
Does Will Smith use a Blackberry in Hitch?
Or in Collateral Beauty? All right, what do I got next? Up next, this is from...
You should finish the Ishmael. Chug it.
Well, I'll keep drinking as we do. So this one is from Collective Arts Brewing, and this one's on the nose. It's called Stranger Than Fiction Porter.
Stranger Than Fiction.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say...
Fiction. No, it's stranger than that.
Adaptation.
No.
That movie is Stranger Than Fiction.
Why can't I think of it?
Do you know what the movie Stranger Than Fiction...
No. Turn the can around. It looks like the Cheshire Cat.
It does.
It looks like
Alice in Wonderland.
It looks like Batman Returns.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Batman Returns, like the Shrek
logos.
Cat. Yeah. And we'll take pictures of all these beers and put them up.
Chip.
So I love Stranger Than Porter Fiction.
She talks out of order. That's
not even. You haven't even finished one beer.
Do you know what Stranger Than Fiction the movie is, though, Rick?
Have
you seen
Ferrell.
That? Will Ferrell.
Well,
right.
I've never seen it.
Where Emma Thompson narrates. I saw the last half.
I liked it. It was very
good. Yeah, it was good. It was good. His earlier foray into drama. All right, you're up, buddy.
Okay. My next one.
Build for Suspense.
Is Baxter Brewing Company.
Anchorman.
Stowaway.
That's a good guess.
Oh,
I would go
Stowaway.
With that, too. Baxter. You ate a whole
An
wheel
American
of cheese?
Tale.
Is it not Baxter? Is it not Anchorman?
I'm actually upset that I didn't do Anchorman for Baxter, but I did
not. Is it based on The Stowaway?
It could be based on The Stowaway.
Alien.
Or it may
Treasure
be,
Island.
It may... No. All these are great guesses that I did not think of. It could be based on that.
Madeline Stowaway.
No.
Castaway.
That's a good one, too.
Captain Phillips. Sully.
Can we get a...
Why are we just doing Tom... This is for Tom Hanks.
Apollo 13.
Is it for
yes.
Tom...
No, it's not Apollo 13.
What the heck? I got nothing
Stowaway.
On this one. Stowaway.
Who stowed away on a boat?
Amistad?
God. That does fit.
I wish that was the answer.
It is not the answer.
One of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
All right. Well, I said boat. I meant airplane.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, Temple of Doom?
No, but there's also...
Air Force One.
Yes.
Get off my plane.
Yes.
That was a stretch.
Nah, it was good. The other one...
I like Baxter better from
Baxter
Anchorman.
Was much better.
Mark, when you go back and edit this, count how many guesses we made.
We will. Yeah, I will.
58 guesses.
Coming up next.
This one I actually picked for two different reasons. One is an obvious one.
Two different
but
movies.
One is a reference. So, yeah, two different movies, two different reasons. This is from Great Divide... Hercules Double IPA.
Hercules.
That's the obvious one, yes. What is the other reference?
Great Divide.
Continental Divide with John Belushi.
Oh, no, that would be good, though. That's one of his drama forays. What if I pronounced it as Great Divide Hercules?
The Nutty Professor.
There you go.
Oh.
Hercules, Hercules.
Yes.
My brother was in town this past weekend, and we were discussing the movie Kong Skull Island, because he just saw it, too. He enjoyed it, too. It's fun. It's a fun movie.
Kong Skull Island.
I had mentioned, and I think I mentioned this to you guys as well, that like Kong Skull Island and that Godzilla from a few years back with Bryan Cranston, they're all in the shared universe. And the next movie is going to be Godzilla Destroy All Monsters, where they're going to bring back Rodan and Mothra and King Hydra. And we had brought up this, Eric and I, as kids, had seen this really awful, like, 60s Hercules movie. It was called Hercules versus the Hydra. And in it, the special effects, Hercules would come up with, like, a very fake sword, and he would, like, whack at the Hydra's three heads, and then he would take the head and he would physically remove it from the neck, and that's how he like destroyed the head. He'd be like whack whack whack.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I have not
it's
seen
fun.
Or heard
so
about
is that.
That
the movie it was a reference to.
Well, it's one of them, so it works on many different levels.
Ooh.
You're up, Rick, go ahead.
I'm just gonna guess before he even takes
yeah
it out,
pre-guess.
He's referencing Mulan.
Oh, also an Eddie Murphy
you're
reference.
Very close, but it is Maui Coconut Hua.
Oh, Moana.
Yes.
Oh,
you almost
another
got it
Disney
correct.
Movie.
Excellent.
That
was very awkward because I was pulling it out and I was like, it is no, it's Moana. I'm like, okay. I was like, what the hell. Yes, Maui Coconut Hua Porter.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Very delicious beer. I'll drink it next.
Drink it next.
It's, for Moana, which I just watched the other day, and it was enjoyable.
Excellent.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
The girls loved it, too, so.
All right.
Strong female character.
Yes.
Up next for me, this is from Two Roads, and this is called 0 to 60 Tart IPA.
Gone in 60 seconds.
You got it.
Nice.
Zero Dark 30.
Nah, I guess. That's a little, that would be like a black IPA, I think. It's a little darker.
This is a tart IPA.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's actually what my wife guessed on. She thought it was a Fast and Furious. And I said, no, the
60
Tokyo
Drift.
It's not a Japanese beer.
But it's got revved up.
It's revved up flavor.
Flavor.
And seasonal.
All right.
For your pleasure.
All right, all right, all right.
You're up, buddy.
Go ahead, Brian. Guess.
Pre-guess.
Apollo 13.
Oh.
All right.
Slowly put it away.
I have Old Rasputin Russian Imperial Stout.
Oh.
Anastasia.
You are correct.
Oh, he's in that? Oh,
yep,
yeah.
He's the evil guy.
I was going to guess like Crime and Punishment.
No.
He's not in that, yeah. Okay. Rasputin.
I watched it the other day with my daughter. So.
Ah, I gotcha.
It made you
want to
drink.
How does that movie hold up?
It's still not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really enjoy it. I was older. I was older when it came out. I mean, it came out mid-90s, so I was already like 14.
Remember John Cusack was a voice, right?
Christopher Lloyd was
wasn't
a
John
voice
Cusack
of,
the guy?
He was the voice of Rasputin, wasn't he? Christopher Lloyd.
He might have been.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to think who the girl was who played Anastasia.
Brian Higgins.
Really?
It was me.
He was his like voice was higher than.
He was 10
well,
years
there
old.
You go, prepubescent. There you go.
Yeah.
That works. All right, up next for me.
Yes.
Oh, it was Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan. Okay.
Meg Ryan. That I would not
the
have guessed.
Female John Cusack.
What?
Oh, it also had a Kelsey Grammer and Hank
Azaria. Oh yes. Wait. Who? He was he Bartok?
And Bernadette Peters and Kirsten Dunst as young Anastasia.
Oh.
And Angela Lansbury.
Anastasia and the Prince.
And Lacey Chabert also
what?
As young Anastasia.
Really? So they had two different actresses.
I think there was different. I never
different
saw
ages.
The movie.
Yeah.
And Jim Cummings as Rasputin.
Oh, he's in everything.
I'm very confused by this
cast
list.
Jim
maybe they
Cummings.
Did like ADR for them or
oh,
something.
Maybe some of them were like singing voices.
Yeah, oh, that too. All right. Next I have up Lagunitas Maximus.
Gladiator.
Are you not entertained by this beer?
Maybe.
Maximus
Desmus
Maximum
Aurelius.
Overdrive.
When you open this beer,
Maximum Overdrive.
Give them hell.
Okay. You could. Or
the
you...
Blue Lagoon.
No.
Lagunitas.
That, oh. This beer is somewhat less naked.
Oh.
Do I have... How many beers do you have left?
Oh, I have one more because I... Oh, I have two more because I have one and I actually have a bonus beer.
I have two more, too. But...
Well, because I went first.
Oh, yeah. I was, like, questioning myself.
You go, buddy.
Okay.
Even though you have three in there. Oh, and you just put the other ones back.
Feels like home.
I'll be home for Christmas, starring Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Home Fries with Drew Barrymore.
No.
Home Alone.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Home Alone 2.
No, that would be Lost in the... Well,
this is...
You know what? He wasn't actually home. Why was that Home Alone?
Well, he was at his uncle's house for part
of
it.
But that wasn't his home.
You're not his home.
Okay. I agree.
None of that makes sense to
all
me.
Right, Home Alone. So feel does it feel like Macaulay Culkin when you drink it? Feels
yes.
like home.
It's delicious. Have you ever had it?
No.
It's cider.
Oh.
It's Artifact New England style craft
Wait
cider.
A minute. Cider's not a beer.
Disqualified.
It's delicious. I don't think... Okay, yeah, no. It's the only one I chose.
We'll let it slide.
Okay, good.
All right. This one was just too perfect.
Brian can drink it, though. It's a cider.
Oh, yeah. Pass it over.
I'll let you know if it feels like home.
Alone.
You may say it's deliciousness.
All right. This one, my final official one, is a little on the nose, but this one was just too perfect. Now, Evil Genius always comes up with the
purple
best.
Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
Well, exactly. They always come up with
Simpsons
the best.
Movie.
They always come up with the best name, so...
I looked for it. I didn't have it in my fridge. Yes.
Ready, gentlemen? Ba-ba-da-ba! This one time at Bandcamp, double IPA.
Oh!
That would probably be...
I'm going to guess Apollo 13.
Some Like It Hot.
Oh! Oh.
No?
Apollo hey, nobody's 13. Perfect.
Castaway.
Nobody's nerfect.
Aladdin.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Think Bandcamp.
Band. Think something that's been... Forbidden Planet.
Think
oh,
clarinets
that's not
in
a bad one.
Forbidden
Camp
Places.
Nowhere.
Oblivion. There's
Camp
a planet
nowhere.
In Oblivion.
Think of Warm Apple Pie.
Pie.
No, well,
pie?
Yeah, pie. There
oh,
pie
Steve Jobs. It's Steve Jobs.
Think of
Pie R Squared.
Stifler's Pale Ale.
Powder.
Think of Stifler's Mom.
Yes, it's Powder.
Mother with Albert Brooks.
Guys, you know what? You're going to get this
oh,
right
Finding
away.
Dory.
Ready?
Oh, Finding Dory. It's Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Blank colon.
Colon.
The Naked Mile.
Blank colon?
Blank presents The Naked Mile. Blank prevents.
Prevents?
Presents The Book of Love.
What
Blank
is this?
I think he's Sully. Are we
Beta
back to
House.
Sully?
Yes,
yeah,
Sully
Tom Hanks.
This is a Sully beer. You guys got it. Sully.
Yeah, perfect.
It's American Pie.
Oh, man, guy. We were way off, Brian. Right.
Let's get your last beer, Rick.
New Belgium Fat Tire.
Fat Tire.
I don't think you have a connection.
I think that was just his last beer that he had. Fat Tire.
But we're going to make a connection.
I'm waiting for a connection.
All right, let's see. A Fat Tire.
Well, Fred...
There's a bike. There's a bike.
There's a bike. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yes.
Radio Flyer.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Although, I think his tires were kind of skinny.
I don't know. Okay. I just thought of Pee-wee.
Oh, What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh.
Oh, that's a good
one. What about...
No, it was Pee-wee.
That Breaking Away movie when they had the bicycle race.
How about Breaking Two Electric
you
Boogaloo?
You already got it.
I got it. Yay!
I don't have any other thought process for this one.
All right,
it's literally the only one I had.
So I'm going to bring out just my bonus one. I'm going to actually bring this beer out twice. So I present
bonus.
To you
I have my
Founders
bonus.
Centennial IPA. I present to you Founders Centennial IPA. I presented it twice.
Oh, I think he's talking about that
American
movie.
Pie.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
Two. American Pie 2.
What about the one where Bill Murray plays a guy who keeps going on the same day?
No, it's not Groundhog
Back
Day.
Back to the Future.
I think it could be.
It's not Groundhog Day. It's not Back to the Future.
Oh.
I said Centennial twice.
So it's the Bicentennial.
2000 AD?
Yes. What'd you say?
Bicentennial.
1776.
No, say the rest of it.
Bicentennial Man?
Yes! Bicentennial Man!
R.I.P. Robin
Williams.
That's
the most excited anyone was ever about the Bicentennial
Man. I know,
Man
that's
movie.
Why That's All why right. I got excited.
And are you ready for my secret one?
Oh, you had a secret one too.
Space Kitty.
Alien.
Spaceballs? Of course.
There's a cat in Alien.
There's a cat. I wasn't thinking of that.
But
it's just Spaceballs.
Rick will.
Rick finds
Any
ways to make a Spaceballs.
To get to Spaceballs, so.
Spaceballs, whatever.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. And we're going to be partaking in all these beers throughout the rest of the episode. So hopefully
we
make it.
More to do in this episode?
Oh, yeah, a little bit more.
So much
we
more.
We got more
to
do.
Oh!
We got a couple more things. Brian, do we...
I like a game.
Do we want to do the quiz or do we want to go through the list?
Well, I think we need to do a...
Because the list might help for the game.
Oh. Well, first we need to do a leftover game. Because as we all know, I was... MIA for last week's mini.
Okay.
You were?
So, yeah, I was
You were
here
in person.
I was here in spirit.
I mean spirit. You were here in person.
But, you know, with Twister, one of the points we brought up is the oft confusion between the Bills, Paxton, and Pole.
And I have to do bring up that as I was researching some of Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton, they appeared in a movie together. Which I think that caused some of the confusion.
Because I know I've never been confused by this, but I know Rick has. So I wanted to bring...
I am confused now.
I wanted to bring up that movie so you would forever know the movie that they had appeared in together to maybe help clarify things for you. So, yeah, I was thinking of Streets of Fire, but you actually found another one too, Brian.
Yes, Brain Dead.
Brain Dead. I wasn't familiar with that movie.
I'm not familiar with either movie.
Streets of Fire is like this rock and roll punk action movie with Michael Paré and Diane Lane. It's a very strange movie. And Willem Dafoe. I think Willem Dafoe's in it, too. There you go.
Inspired by this oft-confused nature of the Bills, I have devised a quiz that I have dubbed the Battle of the Bills.
Da-da-da!
Go on.
So with this quiz,
yes,
I'll let you select which level of difficulty you would like.
Like a number between 1 and 5?
Well, first, you're going to guess which Bill was in this movie.
Oh, okay.
So I can give you the movie title, I can give you the character name, or I can give you both.
Well, if you do character name, I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, let's just do title. Yeah. We'll do it based on title.
Yeah. All right.
Some of these are...
And is it first to guess, or we each get a guess?
Both get a guess.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Some of these are television programs as well.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So we're going to start with Miami Vice.
I say Paxton.
I'm going to go with Pullman.
Mark, you get a point.
Yay. Aww. I can just see him in that show more.
And keep track of your own points.
Okay.
I will not be.
Okay.
I got a point.
No, you didn't. Oh. I'm going to keep track of your points, too.
Okay.
Now, who was in Cagney and Lacey?
I'm going to say Pullman.
I'm going to also say Pullman.
It was Bill Pullman. He played Dr. Giordano.
Okay, all right. Because, again, I could see him in that show. That's more of a Pullman show, I'd say.
Next, who played Biff Banner in Going Under?
Pullman. He's like, Rick's like trying to stare
Paxton.
You down. Why do you have your phone in front of you?
Because my wife is texting me.
Okay.
It is.
As long as you're not cheating.
It is Pullman.
Yes! All right.
You said Paxton.
Shh. I'm trying to confuse him.
3-1.
Who played Gus in The Dark Backward?
I say Paxton.
I'm also going to say Paxton.
You both are correct.
All right.
Who was Sheldon Moss on The Tracy Ullman Show?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Pullman.
I'm going to say Paxton.
Pullman is correct.
All right.
I'm trying to, like, gain some points here. I can't.
You can't catch up.
Who was construction site foreman in Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones and me.
What
this
was
is tough.
Mr. Jones?
Can I get a year?
No.
Okay. First thing that jumped in my head was Paxton.
Well, I have to say Pullman because he...
There's no way to catch up.
I'm going to say Pullman.
Different. Pullman is correct.
All right,
oh,
there you go.
Nice. Is it like 5-3
5-3, yeah.
Okay.
Who played Howard Hojo Jones in The Last of the Finest?
That is totally a Paxton name.
Damn it. I think so, too. I'm a Pullman.
Oh, you should have stuck with your instinct, Rick.
Oh, what do you...
It is a Paxton.
That's like
how
a...
Many,
that's
wait,
like
how
a,
many questions
key...
in this? How many questions?
There's 20.
Oh, I didn't know that.
20 questions?
Wait a second.
How many are we up to? We
I
don't have
Paxton,
time for 20 questions.
Yeah, we do.
This is taking like 8 seconds.
Okay.
Listen, all right, I'm going back and agreeing with Mark because I thought that was the name and I went for points because I thought there was only like 5
Doesn't
questions.
Count. You changed.
Fine.
You changed, Rick, over the course of this game.
Okay,
you
go.
You really changed, man.
Who played Billy DeLuca on Tales from the Crypt?
Oh, man, that could be either of them. Oh, man, I don't know, but for some reason, Pullman jumped into my head first.
Paxton.
Paxton is correct.
All yes! right. Catching up, buddy.
All right, what's the tally?
6-4.
6-4, all right. Who voiced the character of Eddie Beck in Pixies?
Pixies? I say Paxton.
I am also going to say Paxton.
You are both correct.
All right.
7-5.
7-4.
I got it right.
Oh, yeah, 7-5.
What the hell?
Who played Ed Masterson in Wyatt Earp?
Well, I know this one, so.
Well, that'd be Paxton, but.
No, it's Bill Pullman.
It is?
Yeah.
Paxton was in Wyatt Earp, though, right?
No, he was in Tombstone.
Oh, crap. There was Wyatt Earp in Tombstone.
Yeah, that's true. They're both about the same subject matter.
It was an attempt to trick you.
Yeah, and it worked.
So, yes, it was Bill Pullman.
And Bat Masterson was played by Tom Sizemore.
8-5.
Who played Wayne Carraway in Mean Dreams?
What year was that?
Again, I don't picture Paxton as a Wayne, so I'm going to say Pullman.
I'm going to say Paxton.
Paxton is correct.
Oh, okay.
8-6.
8-6.
I'm catching up.
Now, who was the parking fascist in A Man is Mostly Water?
Paxton.
Pullman.
Rick gets the point.
Oh!
Yes!
Nice, buddy.
8-7.
All right. In LBJ, who played Ralph Yarborough?
I gotta go with Pullman on this one.
In LBJ? What the hell is LBJ?
I'm now
I mean, I know the guy,
the
but when was the movie?
I can't tell you that.
Oh. We didn't get that in any other one, Rick.
Pullman. Wait, what did Mark say?
Pullman. Mark also said Pullman. And you are both correct.
Okay.
All
good.
Right.
I'm not going to change it.
What are we, 9-7?
9-7.
This is really good. Wow.
In Indian Summer, who was Jack Belston?
I saw this movie. It's Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
You're both correct. In Lucky Numbers, who was Detective Pat Lakewood?
Lucky Numbers. That's that movie with John Travolta that was, I gotta go with Pullman.
I also have to go with Pullman. I want to go with Paxton, but I'm going to go with Pullman. Wait, how many questions
are you going?
I'm gonna join Mark.
You're both correct.
Woohoo!
So it's 10-8.
There's 5 left.
Oh, okay, good.
In Shanghai Calling, who was Donald?
That, to me, sounds like a Paxton.
I am going to have to go with Paxton again, because I don't think Pullman...
You're both correct.
All right.
I can't catch up, though. I got to like just start going opposite just to catch up.
You might have to.
In Future Shock, who was Vince?
That sounds like a cheesy horror movie, so I'm going to say Paxton.
I don't want to... I need to do
but
something.
But you wanna go with me, don't you?
I do want to go with you, but I don't want to go with you. I want to go against you, but Paxton.
Correct.
Oh,
so what's the score? I don't even know. I'm way ahead now.
No, you're
Oh, yeah, you keep asking the same.
We are two points.
I'm still two ahead. How many questions are left? Two?
Three.
Three.
So in Titan AE, who voiced Captain Joseph Corso?
Pullman.
I say Pullman as well.
You're both correct.
I didn't actually know that.
In the Evening Star, who played Jerry Bruckner?
You guess, and I guess the opposite. Oh, man.
The Evening Star. I'm going to say Paxton.
Pullman.
It's Paxton.
Damn it. Well, there's two questions left, and I'm down by two.
There's one left.
For our final, just for purposes.
Yeah.
In other words, I already won.
I know.
In Spy Kids 2, Island of Lost Dreams, who played Dinky Winks?
I got to say Paxton.
I'm going to say Pullman.
Paxton was Dinky Winks.
I was trying to close the gap.
All right. I know my Bills.
You do.
Battle of the Bills.
Battle of the Bills. Billy.
You got like 18 out of 20.
Pullman or Paxton. R.I.P. Bill Paxton once again. And R.I.P. Pullman's career after Independence Day resurgence.
Oh, that movie was so bad.
Well, thank you, Brian. I did enjoy that game. That was fun.
I also enjoyed it, except for Mark winning.
Next time, you just need to agree with him on every single one, and then you'll tie.
It's true. I should have done that.
All right. Now, I wanted to go through, since we did go through our own beer movies,
yeah.
I want to kind of go through a list of the top beer movies to see if they kind of covered most of the ones we said or if there's some other ones. So from the website, Thrillist.com.
I've heard of that site.
These are the 13 best beer movies of all time.
13 best beer movies of all time.
Coming in at number 13. The Toby Keith movie from 2008, Beer for My Horses.
I don't know.
Pass.
I've seen this DVD at Walmart.
I'm passing on it.
I don't even know how much, like I said, I've never seen it, but I don't really know if there's much beer in it, except that's just the name of, like, I think that's the name of one of his music
albums. I think it's a stretch to get.
I've got beer for my horses.
Does this list have to have beer in the name?
Pot for
no,
that
my
makes
sheep.
Sense.
Maybe it does.
Maybe.
You guys remember a while back, like, I remember this was always a joke that when Kenny Rogers came out with that album that was only exclusively available at Cracker Barrels.
No.
I thought that was pretty funny. This is probably a thing where this movie, you can probably only buy on DVD at a Toby Keith's. I love that, this bar. His restaurant chain there. That's what I'm thinking on this one.
Maybe.
At number 12, the Artie Lang vehicle, Ralph Macchio, Beer League from 2006.
Pass.
Yep. Someone said Artie Lang was taken away in a police vehicle on charges related to Beer League. I don't know what that means. Number 11. I remember this movie from 1985. It's called Beer. It's about these three schmoes that they do for like a Miller type company, like this beer campaign.
No.
And one of the guys is David Alan Grier.
What?
It says, you haven't likely seen this movie, and I have actually seen this movie. Elsa stars Rip Torn. It's very interesting. Yeah, it's just these guys that they keep just hiring for like a series of beer ads. They just catch on. Kind of like the Spuds McKenzie of their day.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Number 10 from 1981, Take This Job and Shove It. I had never heard this movie. A movie about a small-time factory around the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. It has Barbara Hershey.
And Monster Truck and Bigfoot.
The Monster Truck Bigfoot. It's like Norma Rae, but it has a monster truck and rednecks. There you go. So that's what that movie's about.
Very interesting. Never heard of it.
At number 9, from 1991, Gene Wilder as a mental patient in Another You. And Richard Pryor. This is another Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor buddy movie. I never heard of this one. I've heard of, obviously, you know, Stir Crazy, Silver Streak, Hear No Evil, See No Evil, but I didn't know there was a fourth one of their kind of combination.
It says it's a movie so bad these two never made another movie together. So
what's coming up at number 8?
Oh, boy.
The Saddest Music in the World from 2003. This is a very weird indie movie. Yeah, it's just this weird movie.
It includes a prosthetic leg being used as a drinking vessel.
Yeah, it's about this beer baroness who I believe is played by Isabel Rossellini, who is weird by herself. It's one of those movies I just don't think it makes any sense. It's almost like a weird, like, more indie-ish David Lynch type of thing.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So therefore, and Mark McKinney, I believe, is in it too. But I have no desire to watch it. Coming to number 7, I used to watch this movie all the time as a kid, from 1998. Young Einstein.
I've never seen it.
With Yahoo Sirius.
I can't remember if I ever saw it.
I've never seen
it. But like it was in that batteries not included realm of movies that kept being plugged on Nickelodeon.
Oh, really?
Like during that time period. So like I have very distinct memories of the movie existing, but I don't know if I ever actually saw it.
I saw it many times and it was kind of weird cuz they just basically flipped the script and Einstein was from Australia and then he pretty much invented all these things, like much more than Einstein regularly. Like, he invents beer, basically,
oh,
in the movie. And that's the reference. Like, he invents the electric guitar. He invents all these things. He gets in a relationship with Marie Curie. It's a very strange movie. But I remember watching this movie all the time. He invented rock music. He ends up singing a Beatles song at the end.
I don't remember that.
I'm adding it to my list.
Put it to your list. At number six, again, we mentioned this one. They have Beer Fest. At number five, this is a movie from 1993. It's called What? No Beer? It has Buster Keaton in it and Jimmy Durante. It's a movie about Prohibition. At number four, that awful movie I brought up, Drinking Buddies from 2013.
Did you say Prohibition was around 1993?
No. So Drinking Buddies from 2003. Yeah, this movie is just horrible.
2013.
This guy says it's an okay movie. I say it's horrible.
I still will watch it.
Yeah.
It has
just
Anna Kendrick.
Just because you have Anna Kendrick in it.
Number three from 1971, Wake in Fright. I've never heard of this movie. It's an Australian freak out. Oh, freak out.
I've never heard of it.
It's about a guy, and he goes, a milquetoast school teacher. I love that word, milquetoast. And he gets stranded in the outback. So then he goes on a bender of gambling, fighting, hunting, broing out with Dr. Loomis from Halloween, and screaming at nothing in particular. And beer is basically in every scene. It's also from the guy who went on to direct Rambo First Blood and then Weekend at Bernie's. And an episode of the Red Shoe Diaries. At number two, Smokey and the Bandit from 1977.
I was right, 77.
It says all about Burt Reynolds and his mustache. Cruising away from Buford T. Justice with his delicious Coors Banquet beer in tow. They still make that?
Yeah, they do.
And at number one, Strange Brew, 1983. With respect to poutine and syrup, might be Canada's greatest exports. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
So Beer Fest was not on this list.
It was.
Oh, how far back?
It was number six.
Oh, you went quickly.
Yes. You just weren't paying attention because you were eating chips.
I'm eating chips.
So that is the list according to Thrilla. So they honed in a lot more particular.
Yeah.
So like they were like had to be all about beer. Like they didn't include an Old School or an Animal House because there's actual other elements to those movies besides the beer drinking.
Right.
So agree with this as you will. Well, gentlemen, I think we have time for one more thing on our beer and movies episode, and Brian has one more game for us to play.
So we're going to do a very fast. We're going to just do three movies.
Okay.
For the IMDb keyword game.
Will it be Furious?
Three Fast, Three Furious.
Okay.
So I'm using the keyword beer to begin with, and I am only going to choose movies that we have not yet mentioned.
Oh, like on the list either or anything?
Yes, there's 2,355 titles on the IMDb list.
Holy moly.
So there's plenty to choose from.
Okay.
So our first one, this is number one on the list with beer as a keyword. France. Chauvinism.
National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Incorrect. You are eliminated.
Oh, wait. I have one. Oh, I didn't know I have one chance.
How many do I? Is like the last?
He's only going to give you five keywords, though.
Teacup.
Oh.
Candlestick.
You don't know?
Anthropomorphic candle.
You don't know what this is?
Beauty and the Beast?
Correct.
Is there? Oh, yeah. The Gaston pub scene.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Beer. Yeah.
But for some reason, I think it's the most popular. So it's just number one on the list.
Because that movie's out right now.
I get 68 points.
Rick's at 68
what?
Points.
We get to dictate our point numbers?
No, I get to dictate.
Rick gets to dictate point numbers.
Yeah.
Just because he lost so badly in the last game?
I lost by 2 points.
It was like 4 by the end.
Yes,
well,
because
I had to guess the the opposites. Yeah.
All right. Our next one. Graphic violence.
Oh.
No.
Based on book. Testicular cancer.
Oh,
wow.
This took a dark turn. Good thing we're drinking.
Anti-establishment.
Interiorism.
What was that?
That was always the hardest word to spell in the spelling bee was anti-disestablishmentarianism.
No, this was anti-establishment.
Okay.
Multiple personality disorder.
Testicular cancer and multiple personalities.
IKEA.
That's more than five.
IKEA. Well, we haven't guessed.
True.
You only get five if you're the last one.
Mm.
Gay subtext.
Testicular.
Two-word title.
I got nothing on this.
I have less than nothing.
Mass destruction.
It's based on a book, too.
Title spoken by character.
Okay. That's most movies.
Man wearing underwear in public.
Birdman or...
You can't say
do
war.
Do you want the full title?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Damn. All right, good.
So it's now down to Rick.
I get five more.
You get five more?
Fighting.
Oh, shit. I know what it is now.
Alter ego. Self-destruction.
I still have nothing.
Anti-capitalism.
What you got, Rick?
Nothing.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Well, he's done.
I'm done.
He's wait. Done.
All right, Mark, for negative 2 points.
Oh, no, wait. Is it Deadpool?
No, it was Fight Club.
It was Fight Club.
Yeah.
Like, didn't Deadpool have, like, cancer or something? And then
And
then the fourth wall, that's what he does.
But he was naked in public. He wasn't just in his underwear.
That's true. I was close.
Yeah. So I have negative 2 and Rick has 68.
Yeah.
This is bunk. I call malarkey.
There's no malarkey.
Shenanigans.
All right. This will be our third and final one.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. This is only
so
worth 40 points.
So this is where I can catch up.
No, what? It's only worth 40 points.
The first clue. Summer love.
Oh, he's trying to throw us off.
I was just gonna say it right off.
Mother-daughter relationship.
Doom. Doo-doom. Doo-doom.
Carnival.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Come on. It can't be.
That's not it.
Kissing while having sex.
Oh, yeah, that definitely does not happen.
No.
Abandoned house.
Ooh.
Bird. River.
Bird and river.
Fiddle.
What?
Protective male.
Oh.
Rich woman. Poor man. World War II.
Oh.
What?
Memory.
Memory.
Letter. Class differences.
I feel like this is a movie I haven't seen.
I feel like
nursing home.
I'm going on a limb.
Okay.
I don't think this is right. The Notebook.
That is correct.
Ah! Oh, 40 points. You get
Mark ended up at 38 points.
And Rick
and
got
Rick had
68.
Well done, Rick.
Domination.
All right. Great.
Well done, gentlemen.
Good job, gentlemen.
Hey, I won.
I've thoroughly enjoyed this beer and movie episode.
I think it's great.
To raise a glass to pre-100 episodes.
Okay. My favorite part of the episode was when Mark read the internet.
Yes, exactly.
That's my
I'm very
favorite.
Good at reading, which goes downhill as I drink beer. But that's been it for this beer and movies episode. Stick with us for our 100th episode. I can't believe our next one's going to be 100. It seems like
I think we
it's going to be crazy.
Throw darts at Brian on a spinning wheel.
We could
maybe disagree. We'll
do that. That might be not a great visual for the listeners, but yeah.
We'll throw axes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Rick and Brian, I cheers you, and just remember, you can always paint the grass green. Good night.
Goodbye. I can't go anymore.
Hello, Mr. Higgins. I am Gunther, the German customs agent. You are trying to bring beer into Germany?
Yeah.
What? But we are the land of beer. We have Oktoberfest going. Look at this drunk man over here.
Hello.
That is Hans, my daughter. I just called her a man, didn't I? I'm too drunk. Come on in. It's a big party.
Daddy, are you working?
Quiet, are you going to basement? It's fun in Germany. Happy pre-100th, everybody.
Wah, 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 wah.
I'm drunk. I'm Mrs. Chip.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this special episode of the $5 Bin Podcast on our tribute to beer in the movies. Join us next time for our, what's that now? 100th episode. Wowie kazow. You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5 Bin POD, like us on Facebook, or email us at the $5binpodcast@gmail.com. You can download all our episodes on iTunes, and when you do, hey, why not leave a nice rating and review? Helps others to find the podcast as well. Why, thank you. For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances, you can visit NaticImprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. Well, that's it for this episode, Cinemaniacs. Until next time for our 100th, hasta la vista, baby. Bottles of beer on the wall. I drank all of them.